Tired here. All right. Here we go. Ayin Odeis Tana Banu Ba Aaron El Il Moid. It says in the pasuk, but Aaron will enter into the Oihel Moed. Back to Gemara. Lama Huba, why is he coming? What does this pasuk mean here? Lohoitzi Yasakaf Yasamach is coming to retrieve the calf. Yeah. The spoon. Yasamach and Shavu. The calf is the spoon, macht is the shovel of kol. Shekol ha-parsha kula nemra la-seder. The entire parsha nemra la-seder, chutz mipasuk zed, this is the only part that's nemra la-seder. My time, let's see with the Rash. Rash of Yisrael says, the parsha nemra la-seder. The ik is shizun ksibi, v'chei na-seder. What is the seder? Shem od she mo tzion bir levisha, rishayna. He takes it out. Belavisha Rishayim. The Ein Avoda Chitzoyna shall be the Zov Mafsekes. When Avoda Sayayim, there's no Avoda. There's not. The entire parish in the home. The Ik is Sidron Sivei. V'chein Aseder. Shemotzion Belavisha. He takes out the Kaf Machta Belavisha. What does it mean Belavisha? What is Rishayna? Belavisha Rishayim. I don't know what those words mean. The first clothing. The Ein Avoda Chitzoyna shall big day Zahav Mafsekas. If you're going to say there's not going to be, if you're going to say over here there's not going to be any Avoda Chitzoyna while he's still wearing the big day Lavan, and there's not going to be the offering of the special Korbanos Chitzoynas at all, Mafsekas ben Avoda Sayoim lo Haitzoa Sakaf Machta, then Loi Meshkachas lo, then there's no need for him to go in to change the clothing another time. Pirashtev Perik Alma Emo Omar Lohem Hamunu, we already explained the entire sugi back in the previous Perik Daflam base. So therefore the problem here is that the problem, we have a tradition that he has to change his clothing five times. If you're going to say that the parish is Nera Laseder, that what's gonna happen over here is he's going to take out the Kafa Hamachta right after he finishes doing the sprinkling of the Dam HaPor and the Dam HaSoir. He's going to do the sprinkling of the Dam HaPor, Dam HaSoir, and then he's going to take out the shovel and the Kaf HaMachta, and then he's going to put on the big day Zohov and bring the Eloi, the El Ha'om, and the Musafim. So there's no need, you're never going to have, there's no need for him to go and change back into the big day Lavan, and then change back into the big day Zohov. You're going to be missing two changings. You're going to be missing two changings of clothing, two tevilos, and four times of being mekadesh yod v'raglav. Yeah, you're not going to have this if you're going to say that this is going to be the seder. So therefore, the Gemara says over here. So therefore, the only way to make sense of the entire parish is to go and say that when it says in the pasuk when the Pasuk tells us in the Torah that he shall come to the Kodesh HaKadoshim to retrieve the Kaf HaMach, that's Nemar Shaloi Al HaSeder. Now this Pasuk is Regala, the Kohen Gadol has to go back with him to retrieve the Kaf and the Mach there. We have to understand that this Pasuk is really to be done after he brings the Eloi, the El Ha'om, and the Musafim later. And then he goes back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to retrieve the Kaf HaMach, which basically means it's going to be out of order. Chutz mi pasuk ze. My time. What's the reason? Amar Chista. Give me. We have a tradition. Chamish tefilos v'asara kiddushin. Exactly. We just said. We have a tradition. We spend five times. Go to the mikvah. V'asara kiddushin. Twelve kol gadol. Mekadesh v'bayom v'iyam arta kisidron. We're going to follow the seder k'sivei. Loi meshkach hasla el shalosh tefilos. He's only going to change something three times. V'shisha kiddushin. Mas the floor Rabbi Zera v'dilma ma'afsek lo b'sar nasa b'chutz. Why not? Even if we'll say that he's going to take out the Kaf HaMachta immediately after he sprinkles the Dam HaPor, the Dam HaSoher, there's still another opportunity for him to change his clothing. The Soher Nase Bechutz. Now, what does that mean here exactly? Let's look at Rashi. The Soher Nase Bechutz, Kedetsiv, Kedetsiv, Muvad Katasa Kipurim, who Einoi Kosov Kan, Ela Eloi Vi El Ha'om, Dafka Kasvinu Kro. Okay, so he's saying over here is there's a solution, and it's going to be the carbon musaf. The soyer hanase b'chutz is what? is the carbon musaf. So Rashi is explaining, this entire inyan of the chatas, that he brings a so'ir l'chatas as part of the musafim, is not written here in Parshas Achareimais, but instead it's written in Parshas Pinchas. Aval Eloi Velocham Davka Kasvinu Kro Achar Hoitzos Kafe Hamachte Veloi Itzrich Lon L'Shabesh Sidu Dekroi. So I don't understand. So how are we going to solve the problem over here? What are we going to do? We're going to bring over here, it's going to the Dam HaPar and the Dam HaSoir. And then he's going to do what? And then he's going to do... To do what? What's he going to do now? There's something over here that I'm missing. I'm now going to turn over here to the Mefarish, because I don't know what's going on over here. I'm going to the Mefarish. Okay, I'm going to read it slowly over here. Maybe, I know we don't have it in front of me, but let me just say over here. Should be Karbonos HaMusuf. The HaKarbonos HaYitehei HaFsoka Bein Avodas HaYem LeBein HaYitzos HaKaf HaMachteh. And the orphan is the HaFsoka between the Avodas HaYem LeBein HaYitzos HaKaf. That's what he's over here. Shekevon Shnei Magoi Mulvar Chadas HaKipudim Roi Lefarish HaKamila Mulvach Zman HaKarbonos HaYitehei HaKarbonos HaYitehei HaKarbonos. Ve'yesh adif esloim akemim neshev even ze'ina nun mash meshabshim eset ha'psugim she'par she'da ha'yibri ki'i elu v'yelucham yakuyiku v'achar ha'yitzos ha'kaf ha'machte elu ha'machnisim b'ideyem posig v'mok ha'machte lefi ha'yitzor zu se'da avoido yeh kanal tzor ha'chanas v'chutz kanal il elu v'yel om moisef musa v'tomid v'tomid shobin b'ayim. Okay, so now I got it. So this is what he's saying over here. He's saying amorti gazach. He's saying, let's say this should be the order. The Kohen Gadol, he does the whole, everything is the same, and then he does the sprinkling of the Dam HaPar and the Dam HaSoir. And that's going to be done with Naiv Lefin, and the Mizveh HaChim, and then the Shirayim, and the Mizveh HaChim, and all of the, then we're going to say now that he's doing, he's wearing the big day lahavan, and now he's going to go to the mikvah and put on the big day zohar to do right now. The soyer hayom, the soyer hanasa, the chutz is the soyer of Klal Yisrael. Okay, the soyer hanasa, the chutz. Then, after he brings the soyer hanasa, the chutz, he's going to put back on the big day lahavan and do. And after he does the Hoytzos Kafa Hamachta, he goes back on the big day Zohar and do the Eloi V'Elohim. Now what is the advantage? Because the advantage is since the posit of the Soyer Hanaseh B'chutz is not written in Parashas Acharimus, but it's written somewhere else, it's written in Parashas Pinchas. So it turns out that you're not being the Shabesh to say that, because the Eloi V'El Ha'on is written in Parshas Achareimos. So if you're going to just take Parshas Achareimos, everything is Keseda. Every single thing that it says in Parshas Achareimos is being done Keseda. Now, the truth is there's something else that needs to be done. What else needs to be done? He needs to bring a soyer, Nasa B'chutz. The soyer HaNasa B'chutz is going to be done in between the Hoytzoa Sakafa HaMachta and the, it's going to be done in between the Dam HaPar, the Dam HaSoir, and the Yitzoa Sakata HaMachta. And that's going to force us for him to change his clothing two more times. So it's a brilliant answer. Are you with me? What was the Gemara's whole kasha? The Gemara's kasha here is that. What was the most important question?
The
the pesukim
out of order.
The pesukim are only the only reason why the Gemara thought the pesukim are out of order is because what does it say in Parashat Achareimos? It says kaf v'hamachta, and then it says eloi ve'el ha'om. Right? It says that's why. What's out of order? What's out of order is the kaf v'hamachta should come after. Eloi v'el ha'am. That is what is out of order. It says kafah in the Achareimos. It says kafah. It says kafah machte. And then it says, Eloi v'el ha'am. It can't be. Because if you're going to go in that order, you're going to first do the Kaf HaMacht and then do Eloi v'el ha'am. There is no reason for him to change his clothing two more times. He just finished doing the Par and the Soir with the Big Day Lavan. And now he's going to do the Hitzos HaKaf HaMacht with the Big Day Lavan. And then he's going to do Eloi v'el ha'am. So you're going to follow everything that it says in Parsh Achrim. So we're going to do the and afterwards the par Eloi v'el ha'am. Then there's no need to change the clothing. So what's the solution? The solution is we're going to switch. What we're going to do is we're going to make the Eloi v'el ha'am come before the Hitzos HaKaf HaMachta. So the Gemara says, no. Keep it where it is. You know what? Do the Eloi v'el ha'am after the Kaf HaMachta. And the way we're going to force him to change his clothing another time is we're going to do in between the Dam HaPar and the Dam HaSoyer and the Kaf HaMachta, we're going to do the Soyer HaNaseh, which does not even appear in Parshas Acharemos. That appears in Parshas Pinchas. So therefore, everything is going to be fine. So what's going to be the bottom line? The right bottom line is the Kohen does everything in the morning. He does the Avodas, he does everything in the Big Day Zav. Then he puts on the Big Day Lavan, and he does the Ketoyah, and he does the Par, and the Ayil, the Fnim. And then he's going to change his clothing for the third time, and do the Soyer, Hanasa, the Kurtz. And then he's going to change his clothing and do the Hitzos HaKaf HaMachta, and then change his clothing again and do Eloi V'el Ha'am. Beautiful. Everything is perfect. Everything's going to be Al HaSeder. Everything that it is in Parsha Achim is going to be Al HaSeder. And the way we're going to add two more changing of the clothing is by taking what it is in Parsha Pinchas and inserting it strategically in between the Dam HaPar, the Dam HaSohir, and the Hoytzoas HaKaf HaMachte. You hear the words, Kasha? Answer? Very good answer. Very good, Kasha. Why don't we do like this?
We don't. So we have a solution. So, Frek the Gemara.
What is the Kasha? Masrav Zerah V'dilma Mavsiklo B'sor HaNasi B'chutz. Amar Abaye. Abaye says the answer. No, you can't say. You know what? Amar Abaye, the answer is Amakra says in the pasuk. V'yotza, he goes out. V'yotza es Oloisai Miyitzia Rishayna Ovid. It says by the Eloi V'el Ha'am. The Eloi V'el Ha'am must be done immediately. It must be done. V'yotza V'osa. The word V'yotza is extra. To teach you the first meaning, right? The Yitzir Rishayna. From after the Yitzir Rishayna, Ovid Eloi V'el Ha'am. That's when he does the Eloi V'el Ha'am.